Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about all about healthy routines that I am trying to include into my life and I'm just trying to keep up with. So let's get right into it. I came up with a few things I think are just very beneficial to include in our everyday life and that I'm also trying to include more. And yeah, that I just think would be super beneficial if we could include them in our everyday life. Before I start getting into them, I first wanted to say that we shouldn't feel bad if we fail to include them on one day or another or a whole week in a row, because sometimes I just hit myself up for not sticking to my routine so bad. But life is just so messy and it's normal that we cannot always stick to our routines, and sometimes there are just periods where we completely fall out of them. And it's also just normal that there's going to be days where we're just not motivated or something just comes up and we fail to stick to our routines, and we really shouldn't feel bad for it. And we also shouldn't just give up on them just because we feel like we can't stick to them, because there are going to be days where we're going to be so good in sticking to our routines and we are just so good in including every single thing we wanted to in our routine. But there are also going to be days where we just fail to include even a single thing. And that's okay, because yeah, as I said, life is messy and we shouldn't feel bad for not being perfect, because we're human. It's okay not to be perfect. We shouldn't be perfect. So yeah, let's talk about those healthy routines that we are aiming to include in our everyday life, but we're not hitting ourselves up for failing some days or some weeks or some months, because now is summertime and we want to go out with our friends and there's so much happening in our lives. And yeah, sometimes we're just failing to include those things, but let's still talk about them and try our best to include them in our lives. So the first thing I want to talk about is morning and evening routines, and I really feel like it's important to have them, like to have our routines, because it's just way easier to get up in the morning if we already know what we're going to do, if we have this automated thing. I think most people probably have that in the morning, but I know some people that definitely haven't. I sometimes also fail to have this morning routine, and I sometimes also change my life so much that it just doesn't fit anymore. But I still think it's really important to know what you will be doing as soon as you get up. For example, like I have this really bad kind of routine to go on my phone first thing when I wake up, and I really want to try to not do that anymore, because it's also a routine for me just to turn out my alarm and just scroll on Instagram for like 10 minutes. I'm not too bad of a scroller, but I still do it first thing in the morning, and it's a really bad kind of habit. Yeah, I would say it's a habit for sure. But if you just try to establish a routine of putting your alarm off and then standing up right away, going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, or getting a glass of water, whatever it is you want that first thing to be, just stick to it. And I'm not sure, I wanted to check some studies before, but I haven't. But I read this book, Atomic Habits. It's pretty popular. You probably already have heard of it, but I'm pretty sure it was like 30 days that we need to include a habit into our life. And after those 30 days of sticking to it, it will become super easy, because it will be just such a big part in our lives that just becomes super easy for us to do it. It's just something we do automatically. So if you change that first thing you do in the morning, whatever it is, if it's getting a glass of water or I don't know, washing your face or whatever it is, just change it up. Don't make it be scrolling on your phone. I will also change that with you. Then also the evening routines. I feel like this is also something super important, like just winding down in the evening. And sometimes we have such a busy day and we come home and we just fall into bed. And on some days, that's totally fine if you just can't avoid being super tired when you get home and you just can't stick to your evening routine because you just want to fall asleep right away. You should definitely prioritize sleep, but I still think it's important to, at least for most days, stick to your evening wind down routine, because our sleep will just be so much better if we have that little wind down before bed. For me, that is definitely just taking some time for myself. I also have a small skincare evening routine I'm sticking to most days, but also again, not every day, but I'm also trying with you to include those. So I'm not perfect yet, not even close to. I'm really struggling with routines actually, but I still feel like they're so important and they make our life so much better and so much easier, because if we have those healthy routines, we will just feel so much better overall. And just trying our best to sticking to them will make us just happier human beings, I would say, because all those things I'm mentioning are just, yeah, for our bodies, for our minds, just to make us a bit healthier and happier. So yeah, just finding your own little perfect evening wind down routine. For me, that is definitely just listening to a podcast or to some chill music in the bathroom and just doing my skincare and putting some hair oil in and all that stuff. And sometimes what I also do, have you seen those videos, maybe? I don't know how popular they actually are, but I see them all over my TikTok. Not right now, but I have in the past, with those feet on the wall thing, like where you just lay down and you put your feet up on the wall, so you're lying in a 90 degree angle and you have your feet just up on the wall. And I do that on my bed, and it's supposed to calm your body down, and it's also good for getting rid of that water in your legs. And I don't know, it's supposed to make you feel like super relaxed, and I sometimes just do that and read a book while doing that, or I don't know, listen to a podcast or something, and it makes me feel so much more chill in the evening, and it really helps me wind down. I don't do that every evening, but maybe I should. And yeah, just have your little wind down routine where you just take some time for yourself, get off your phone, get off all those thoughts that have been on your mind all day. And yeah, maybe also do some breathing exercises or meditation. That's actually my next point, meditation. And so I think meditation is something we could all benefit from, and I feel like it doesn't have it does have a good reputation, but I feel like many people just think that meditation is just not for them. And actually, I can also just not sit down in a yogi position and just empty my head. That's not working for me. I'm just not monk enough for that, I would say. But there are so many ways of meditation, and most of the time I do guided meditations on YouTube, and there are such good YouTubers that are doing those guided meditations, and you just need to find the right one for you, because there are people who are doing like in a super spiritual way, and they have a really calm voice, but sometimes that's a bit too much for me. I don't want to say it's cringy, because I don't want to feed that narrative of meditation being cringy, but for me, it just feels a bit too much sometimes. But there are YouTubers that are doing it in such a nice way, and I really love them because it just makes me feel so calm, and it just doesn't feel like I have to empty my head, but I can just like focus on that sounds or that voice in that video. And yeah, it just really calms me down a lot. And yeah, guided meditation are definitely something for me, but there are also, for example, walking meditation where you just go outside and take a walk, and you're just not bringing anything with you to distract you. No distractions, just yourself and your feet. And that is what you're doing. That's what also some monks are doing. I don't know why I know that, maybe from a monk documentation or something, but like walking meditation are actually a thing. So yeah, don't listen up to a podcast. Don't listen to any kind of music. I mean, you can listen to some chill meditation music, but yeah, the best is to walk in a empty park or yeah, so just a place that's not too busy, and try to just focus on your feet. And yeah, also when thoughts come up, just let them pass and try to be observative of them. And yeah, just try to focus on your feet. This is also a meditation practice, and I think this is also something that we can all try, because I feel like it's just really important to include something like that in your routine to actually wind down a bit and to reconnect and to try to focus a bit more on the inside, because there's actually so much going on, and I really see the beauty in it sometimes. Sometimes when I meditate, I mean, I'm not really much into that. I really don't do that often. Like, I'm speaking of once a month or something. I'm talking like that would be something I'm super into, but actually I really want to include that more, but since now I haven't. But whenever I do, it feels just so calming, and I feel just so reconnected, and it's so beautiful what's going on inside of ourselves sometimes. So we should definitely try that. And sometimes I feel super stressed and negative, and when I do those guided meditations, I just feel so happy and calm after them. It's crazy. You should definitely try it. Maybe it's not working the first time, but I think the most important thing about that is not to force anything. You really shouldn't force to empty your head, because when you're putting yourself down while meditating that you can't empty your head, it's not gonna work. You just have to accept that thoughts are gonna come, and that is okay. Okay, so the next thing is Pilates, yoga, or stretching, and that can be also any other kind of exercise or movement. For me, those three things are definitely something that just makes my body feel so good, and that's why I really want to try to include them more. I have phases in my life where I'm so good at sticking to my Pilates, yoga, stretching routines, but to be honest, right now there's definitely not one of those phases. I'm just going out a lot with friends, and I have so much to do for Bali as well, because I'm moving in 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I can't even tell, but yeah, it's just a lot of things on my to-do list right now, and a lot of people I still want to see before I leave. And yeah, it's been really hard for me to stick to my routines, but that's why I'm also doing this episode, just a small reminder to myself that I should stick to them more, because they're really nice and they're so good for me. And especially now in this period, I should stick to them more. But yeah, as I already said, we shouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves. Yeah, so I feel like exercise is something we sometimes really have to push ourselves to, but once we got back into that routine, it becomes so much easier to actually stick to it. And only when we get out of it again, it becomes hard again to go back. You know what I'm saying? Isn't it always like that? At least for me, it really is. But it's also something that makes us feel so good in our bodies, because movement is just so important for our bodies. And yeah, we shouldn't do it to look any kind of way, because that's not a good motivation. But we should do it for our bodies, because we only have this one body, and we should treat it right, because we want to live a long and healthy life, right? So move your body. It needs it. Okay, and then also something related to our bodies and health is taking probiotics. I think that our gut health is just so important. And I also feel like there's kind of a hype right now with gut health, and I think that's a really good movement. I watched so many videos about that, and gut health is just affecting so much in our body and also in our mind. If you have a unhealthy gut, it can even lead to depression. It's crazy. Like, there's so much going on in our gut. So, of course, nutrition is the most important part when it comes to our gut, but also taking probiotics. I really try to include that every day. And I know it's kind of expensive. They're not cheap, but I think it's important to spend that money on probiotics. I'm not sponsored. I wish I was, but I'm not. but it's just so important, because our food is not 100% clean. It's just super processed, and that's completely normal in our food industry, and we literally can't avoid that. Even if we buy a lot of fresh veggies and fruits, there will always be things in our diet that are just processed and have a lot of toxins in it. So in our today's world, we just can't avoid it. And that's why I think we all need probiotics to have a really healthy gut. And we just can't avoid it, because our food is not as natural as it was, at least if you're living in a city. And I think Germany is pretty well when it comes to that, or pretty advanced when it comes to that. But especially in the US, I think it's pretty hard to find foods that are not processed and don't include any toxins. So I think that's definitely something we can all benefit from. And when it comes to gut health, I also want to mention alcohol. I don't know, maybe you're completely sober, then I'm proud of you, but I'm definitely not. I'm not a big drinker, but I definitely do drink occasionally. And the past few months, I haven't had many days where I was drunk or evenings. But I'm definitely a social drinker. And when I'm out with friends in the evening, I sometimes do order an alcoholic drink. And I'm not gonna lie, in summer, it definitely happens more often than once a week. But I feel like alcohol is just really bad for our gut. And after I got back from my Asia trip, I actually stopped drinking alcohol for 1 month, I think, entirely. And my gut felt as good as it never has been before. It was insane. And I hoped so bad that it wasn't because of the alcohol, because I really like drinking occasionally. I know that it's not healthy, but I never was expecting that it would be so tremendously affecting my gut health. So, yeah. I wish I could say that I want to quit alcohol entirely, because I really feel like it's just horrible how normalized it is in our society. But for me right now, that is just a bit unrealistic. But I definitely try to be more conscious of my consuming, because I just felt how life-changing it is to cut it out entirely. I was literally feeling so much better in my body, but my skin was glowing. And my gut felt like I didn't have any stomach issues at all in that time, and I'm really a person that is struggling with stomach problems sometimes. I don't know, I just sometimes feel bloated after a meal and stuff like that. That's also just so normalized, but actually it shouldn't be, because if we all had a healthy gut, there would be no bloating after meals because our gut has the potential to handle everything with no bloating. Anyways, I think that's enough about gut health. I could talk about that a lot. I don't know. I'm really into all those nutrition facts. I'm watching so many videos about healthy eating and stuff. I'm really into that, but I'm not an expert, so I don't want to get too much into that. So let's go to the next point, which is journaling and keeping up a diary. And I feel like I've talked about this in almost every episode so far, but it's just something that I feel like is very important. So I also wanted to include it in healthy routines and habits. So yeah, I also haven't been writing down a lot of things lately, but I also feel like that my podcast right now is my diary or my journal. I mean, I'm talking and not writing. I think it's still something else, and I feel like writing is really beneficial to organize our thoughts, but still it has been a tool for me lately to organize my thoughts and just talk some things out of my head. So yeah, it's been fun. Okay, no, but I feel like it's definitely something I want to include again, a bit more at least, to journal and to just write things down. And I feel like this is also something you could include in your morning routine. I mean, instead of scrolling 10 minutes on your phone, you could just like have your journal beside your bed. And just first thing in the morning, take your journal and just write a page about anything you want. It can be literally anything, but just like writing some things down, I feel like it's really therapeutic. Then I also wrote down having a side hustle. And I feel like my side hustle lately is just my podcast. But maybe you also have something that have been on your mind for such a long time. I don't know, maybe it's writing a book or also starting a podcast or starting to post on TikTok or, I don't know, starting a business or making your own jewelry. I don't know, whatever it is, maybe you have something on your mind. Don't worry if you don't. You don't have to start a side hustle. It's all good. But that's just something like a little reminder or like, this is your sign to start your side hustle now. So in case you have anything on your mind now, try to include that in your routine and start now, because if it's something that has been on your mind for a while and you really want to just try it, then now's the time to do it, because we can all manage to afford like 5 to 10 minutes per day to work on something that we are kind of passionate about. And I feel like sometimes we're just not doing it because why should we? We could also like scroll on Instagram or watch Netflix or I don't know, whatever it is you're doing instead. But I mean, our day has around 12 hours where we are awake, I would say, probably even more if you're not sleeping for 12 hours. But yeah, you can afford like 10 minutes to work on something that you are passionate about or that has been on your mind for a while and you just want to try. So just try and start with 10 minutes and yeah, start your side hustle. But if you don't have anything on your mind you want to start, then yeah, just use those 10 minutes for scrolling or whatever. Okay, and then another thing that I'm also not doing, but I really want to start, is to invest in fonts. And I think we should all definitely learn more about finance, because this is such an important thing. I mean, in the future, I think it's only going to become harder and harder to have a good life when you're old. So I think it's important to save now and to learn about finances and yeah, just to invest now and have just a bit of safety for the time when you are old and you probably cannot be working anymore. So now you're young, probably, maybe you're not, but if you're in your 20s right now, this is your wake-up call to start saving and to start investing in funds, because I think this is a really good method to yeah, just provide some safety for the future, because I think investment funds are only growing when you invest in something like... Okay, no, I actually don't want to say anything now because I haven't done so much research yet, but I definitely want to start investing in ETFs just monthly, because I think I can already afford a small amount every month to put into them just to create some safety for the future. But yeah, this is definitely something that you should do some research on for yourself, because I'm not the person that has it all done right now, but I'm pretty sure there are some podcasts on that or YouTubers who are providing you with good content about that. And I also really want to get more into that, so I also want to include that into my routine and just make it a habit to do some more research about finance stuff. Okay, you can clearly see that my knowledge about that is not as big. So let's go to the next point, which is a social media cleanup or a regular reflection on how you spend your time on social media. So what I mean with a social media cleanup is to just go on your Instagram or TikTok and see what your algorithm looks like. And if it's full of some toxic stuff, then you should really change your algorithm. And that takes some time probably, but just engage with content that's good for your health, for your mental health. Because if you're watching videos of, I don't know, if you're a girl and you're watching videos of super skinny supermodels that have those perfect lives and you just cannot really identify yourself with them, but you're still watching that content and it makes you feel sad and small, then you should definitely try to reprogram the algorithm and just look at people that are more relatable. Because let's face it, we're not all super skinny, beautiful supermodels, so we shouldn't only see this or only interact with this content of those people who have this seemingly beautiful, perfect lives on social media. I'm really a huge fan of those content creators who show the reality and the real side of social media, and who also show that their content is not always real. So if they're posting a beautiful picture, there are actually 200 pictures that are not perfect. So yeah, I'm really into those real creators, you know what I mean, like those creators who are trying to make social media a bit more real. I really like them, because I think we have enough fake stuff on social media. So choose wisely which content you want to consume and which content makes you feel good and inspired and which doesn't. Because I don't want to say that social media is in general just like super harmful for our mental health, because it definitely has the potential to, but I don't feel like it is necessarily harmful, because I think it isn't. If you're just really conscious of what you're consuming, you can consume content that is just providing you with great knowledge and that can really inspire you and make you a better person and make your life better and happier. So just have this social media cleanup and then regularly check if it's still feeling good and it's still making you feel happy or not. And if it doesn't, then change something. Change something about the content you're consuming. Just consume different content. Yeah, and I think if we just reflect on our social media consumption, then it is something that can be really beneficial. So make that a routine to have regular reflections about the content you're consuming every day. Because we spend a lot of time on social media, so we should definitely be conscious about the things we're consuming on there. The next thing is something I'm actually saying for myself, and that is to keep organized, because I'm actually a super chaotic person, but I feel like bringing in some structure in our lives and just sticking to our planners and calendars can make our life so much easier, and we should definitely try to include that in our routines. I think this is just very important. So, yeah, keep organized and yeah, just try to keep your life structured, because it will also make it less stressful. Because when you have it all laid out on your calendar, then it's just less stressful. So, yeah. The next thing is something that I think is really beautiful and I really want to include more. And it's actually a really simple thing, and it's just to do something for yourself every day. And I think we're so focused sometimes on doing things for other people that we love and we care about, but actually choosing to do something for ourselves. I mean, we probably are doing a lot of stuff for ourselves on our day, but like, consciously choosing to do something for ourselves is something different, I feel like, because it's consciously choosing to care for ourselves. And I think it's just an act of self-love, and it's something we put ourselves down so often, but we don't spend as much time putting ourselves up and putting ourselves on a pedestal. So I feel like we should try to include one thing every day that is just for us, even if it's just like buying ourselves a cube of ice cream, but do it like consciously, you know? Don't just buy ice cream, but do it consciously as an act of self-love. Because if we choose to buy this ice cream as a treat for ourselves because we want to do one good thing for ourselves today, it just feels different and it triggers just something different in our minds. So yeah, just try to do one thing, whatever that might be. If it's like just making yourself a cup of coffee or buying yourself something you wanted for a long time, or I don't know, just taking a walk instead of doing something for someone else because you just feel like you need that right now. And make a conscious decision to do something for yourself. And don't think about it in the evening and think about what have I done for myself today, but like consciously do it in the moment. Like be like, okay, now, what could I do now for myself? I mean, if you forgot about it, you can definitely just take a minute in the evening and think about what it was that you did for yourself. That's also a great thing. But yeah, I want you to choose one thing every day consciously. I think that's something really nice to show ourselves some love. And it's at least something I want to include in my routine. So yeah, the next thing is take 5 minutes, or maybe 10 minutes if you're really ambitious, but 5 minutes is also enough. Take 5 minutes every day for each of your goals. Because if your goal, for example, right now is to learn a different language, say it's Italian, then I feel like it's really difficult to learn a new language. And it's oftentimes something we set our mind on, but we fail to actually achieve. I think learning a language is a typical example. So just try for 1 month, 30 days, okay? That 30-day rule. Try for 30 days to just take 5 minutes each day for this goal. Or maybe it's several goals, because we all have more than 5 minutes every day to do something like that, because we have so much more time to scroll on Instagram. Our screen times are so high. We are all guilty of that. So we can definitely reduce that only for about 15 minutes and use those 15 minutes for 3 of our goals. Just 5 minutes. And 5 minutes are a lot if you take it over a year. So remember, it will get easier after 30 days because it will have become a part of your routine. So yeah, just try that. The next thing is eat one healthy meal or snack every day. And I think it's sometimes difficult for many of us to stick to a healthy diet. And it's also difficult sometimes to find balance, but consciously choosing to have one healthy meal or snack that is actually really nourishing our body is just so important, because nutrition is just super important for longevity. And we all want to live a long and healthy life, so please take your time to do some research on nutrition. And I don't mean like deep research. You can just start to watch some YouTube videos on that or listen to some podcasts about nutrition. I have done that a lot, and it's so beneficial because if you know a lot about nutrition, it actually becomes so much easier to keep up with a healthy diet, because when you know how harmful those unhealthy foods are for your body and what is actually happening in your body, it becomes so much easier to not eat them. And I know it's hard sometimes when you have so many choices and so many triggers. I mean, everywhere you pass, you will see those delicious snacks and fast food chains. But if you actually know what is happening inside your body and how harmful it actually is, it will become easier to not fall for those traps, I want to say. Yeah, the food industry is actually tricking us. They're making those foods just so addictive, and we're actually all addicted to sugar and all those fats. And But it will get easier. When you really keep up a healthy diet, then you're also not as likely to crave all those unhealthy things. And I actually see that for myself. If I have a really unhealthy diet and I eat a lot of junk food, then I'm also craving a lot more of that unhealthy food. But if I stick to my healthy eating schedule, then I'm not even craving chocolate anymore. At least not this crazy unhealthy chocolate. I mean, dark chocolate isn't even that unhealthy. But anyways, back to the point, eat one healthy meal or snack every day. Because if you choose to make one healthy meal or buy one healthy meal or snack for yourself, then you again make a conscious decision to nourish your body. And it's also, again, something you do for yourself. And if you consciously choose to nourish your body, you're not doing it to lose weight, look a certain way, or just because you feel like you have to so that you won't get sick and fat. Okay, I don't want to be fat shaming or anything. But no, it's just a fact that we all want to be healthy. And it's also a fact that we sometimes just struggle to fight against the food industry that just wants to keep us unhealthy because they're making money with it. But yeah, just remember, it's not your fault. And if you're not there yet, please don't put yourself down for it. And yeah, just do some research on nutrition and work on your mindset and try to develop some more self-love, because if you are genuine with yourself and you do it to nourish yourself and to be good to yourself and not for society or to look a certain way, that's actually the only way you can achieve a healthy body. And that's the only way you can change your mindset, and you can in general just change something, because putting pressure on yourself will never bring you anywhere. Okay, I'm drifting off again. What I wanted to say is that if you make that conscious decision of that one nourishing meal or snack, then you will also just feel how, yeah, just how good it will make you feel. Because if you're actually nourishing your body, it's a whole different kind of energy you will be getting. And you will be feeling so much better and more energized if you actually have a really good nourishing meal than when you are choosing a burger instead, like a really unhealthy McDonald's or Burger King burger, I mean. Because that food will just make you feel so sluggish. And if you actually have a healthy home-cooked meal, then you will feel energized after eating it and you will be motivated to do stuff. So yeah, if you experience that every day, then maybe you can also change your diet in the long term. And that's our goal, because crash diets never work and you should never restrict yourself. Please never restrict yourself with food. I know that especially for girls, but I don't want to say that, probably also many guys, but we're sometimes really struggling with our body image and therefore also with eating. And please don't put any pressure on yourself and just try to actually just do it for yourself and your body and to feel good and not to look good. Okay, that was very chaotic. I have so much to say about that topic. But yeah, anyways, that was already the last point on my list of healthy habits, healthy routines. So I really hope you could pick some things out for yourself. And I really hope that I can manage to include those things into my life a bit more. I'll keep you updated. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope this episode wasn't too chaotic. I actually hadn't much time to prepare for this week's episode because I have just so much on my schedule, as I already mentioned, since I'm moving to Bali in 2 weeks, and I'm super excited. If you want to follow me on that journey, please feel free to check out my socials. They're linked in the caption. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. Please don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. That will really help me to grow my podcast. And yeah, maybe also share the podcast if you want to. And thank you so much for your support. And have a great day, guys. Bye.